USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mixed results for the Democratic hopefuls on Super Tuesday. One of them coming in strong, others not so much. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, while Joe Biden wins 8 states on Super Tuesday, Bernie Sanders winning in delegate-rich California, Colorado, Utah, and in his home state of Vermont. Elizabeth Warren not winning any states. Mike Bloomberg, who spends almost $500 million on TV commercials, winning only in the territory of American Samoa. Maine and Texas still too close to call at this hour.
Thank you, Robin. Polling centers across the state of Texas remain open at this hour because of very long lines, some people waiting 3 hours to cast their votes. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Tennessee is one of the 14 Super Tuesday primary balloting states today. It's also a state that lost over 24 lives to early morning tornadoes. Here's Tennessee Governor Bill Lee.
It's a tragic day in our state, a sad day. There are 25 confirmed fatalities across our state from West Tennessee to East Tennessee.
Dozens of people were also injured when those powerful storms moved through the Nashville area early in the morning, right after midnight when most people were sleeping. Vice President Mike Pence announcing there are now 77 cases of coronavirus in the United States and 3 more deaths, making the domestic death toll 9. Speaking with reporters at the White House, Pence announced new guidance from the CDC saying every American can be tested for the virus without restrictions, subject to a doctor's orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Multiple people are believed to have died in a plane crash in Georgia. The Oconee County Sheriff's Office believing 3 people were killed in the crash, and they say there were no survivors. Deputies say the plane was fully engulfed in flames when it went down, and there was a secondary explosion. According to the FAA, the Piper PA-46 crashed 10 miles southwest of Athens just after 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The plane was coming from the Columbia Metropolitan Airport, headed to the Tuscaloosa National Airport in Alabama. And former presidential hopeful Andrew Yang has confirmed to BuzzFeed that he is considering running for New York City mayor. The host of a unique celebrity interview program has died. James Lipton, the host of Inside the Actors Studio, passed away Monday at 93. He retired from his program in 2018 after hosting it for 24 years and interviewing dozens of A-listers from Hollywood. He famously ended every interview with a star by asking the same question. Here he poses it to the late Robin Williams.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
There's seating near the front.
A couple of years ago, Access Hollywood posed him the same question.
He would say, "You see, Jim, you were wrong. I exist, but you may come in anyway."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.